Do you fear the idea of narrowing your audience for coaching because you think it excludes people and reduces the chances of enrolling clients? Let me address that. For now, here's what I know for sure. When you target a narrow, viable audience and discover their big problem, then gear everything, your messaging, offers, web copy, social posts to speak directly to them, everything clicks into place. You have clarity, pinpointed focus, and direction. You grow confidence, understand your value, and believe in yourself. You have leverage. Everything you do builds momentum. Your audience feels special, so they follow you and ideal clients enroll. You can become a coach in high demand, charge more, and earn more. Let's talk about this and relieve the worry about excluding people too. Find the full episode and transcript at prosperouscoach.com/284. You're listening to Prosperous Coach Podcast, a free resource for new coaches since 2018, created by me, Rhonda Hess. I have a talent for breaking complex things into easier steps, and I love helping you choose a smart coaching niche and launch your business with confidence. I began mentoring coaches in 2006 after 5 years of training coaches at Coach Training Alliance, where I designed the certification program. Subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a thing, and don't forget to go back to the earliest episodes for incremental learning. Now, let's roll this episode. Hey, coaches. When I started as a coach, I had the misconception that niching and narrowing my target audience would make my life harder. I thought, well, that means there are less possible clients, right? Did you or your family or friends have that same misconception? Also, I didn't want to exclude anyone, so I stayed a generalist for a few years, just trying to sell coaching session packages to anyone I could. That didn't work for me. I hustled and hustled, made an extremely low income, and frankly hated the feeling of trying to convince people to buy coaching. When time came for them to re-up for their next month, it was always uncomfortable, and I lost some clients, then had to work harder to get some new ones. Being a generalist meant I didn't have any cachet on any subject or with any group as the go-to resource. I wasn't building trust or nurturing potential clients. It was like renting instead of owning. All my investment down the drain each month. It was like that old Groundhog Day movie. Do you remember that one? I had to start over every day. With hindsight, I know without a doubt that finally narrowing my audience catapulted me to success because I reliably attract ideal clients and earn well now, even during an economic downturn. And that's why I recommend coaches narrow their target audience. It's a strategic choice for long-term success in this industry. Look, if all you want is a coaching client now and then, and a bit of spending money, then you can afford to be a generalist. But if you want your coaching business to be a going concern, as they say, and feed you and your family for years to come, then you need to find ways to stand out in the crowd of coaches and other service providers. Let me illustrate this for you. You are listening to Prosperous Coach Podcast because you're a coach, and this podcast is specifically designed to help you. I know coaching. I know business. I know marketing. That's why you listen, right? Probably another coach told you about my podcast, or you saw a post somewhere and it was speaking to something that resonated for you, a challenge or specific goal you have right now, like choosing a niche. Isn't it extra helpful when someone you're following understands exactly where you are, where you want to be, and what's in the way? That is the power of narrowing and specializing. By choosing a narrow audience and focusing your niche, you're setting a powerful intention for your own good. But the beauty is that your intention also makes it easier for serious prospects to find you. That's another benefit for you and your clients. When I ask new coaches who their ideal client is, they almost always say something like, "Someone who truly wants to be coached will take the coaching and integrate it to make a difference in their life." Yeah, I felt the same way too. And that's a serious prospect. They will invest more in getting what they want with your help. However, if you stay broad or general in your audience and niche, what happens is that you find a lot less serious prospects. You find short-termers. They pay less. They don't necessarily want to do the deep work of change. Coaching is a novel to them. I don't know about you, but that's not where I want to put my life force. When you specialize your audience and niche, you attract those people who truly want your support and to cover ground with it. By the way, nailing your niche is one specific thing I help you do in a 90-minute private session. Check out prosperouscoach.com/niche and let's nail your niche together. Focusing your niche on a specific audience doesn't mean you cannot work with people outside of that audience. You can. Over the years, I've worked with all types of business owners because they resonated with my approach and messaging. I did this as I wanted to, as I was willing to, even though for the last 18 years, I focused all my content, posts, and web copy on new coaches only. That's my target audience. And I'll tell you though, in the last 6 years, I've made a decision to only mentor coaches because that's my sweet spot. That's my genius. And it's always smart to play to your strengths. For ease and clarity, your social posts, your content, your web copy, and freebie should all be focused on one specific and narrow audience. They will feel special. They will follow you and hire you because you are for them, not for everyone. Your messages hit the mark instead of go vague. And you'll find it easier to create valuable content, to post on socials and get engagement, to draw the right kind of prospects to your website because focusing makes all of that easier. But if someone wants to hire you who's outside of that narrow group, you can say, yes, I'll work with you too, if that's what you want. Don't worry about the pond you fish in for clients being too small. If you narrow, the world is a big place. You have the whole world. I've worked with coaches in 25 different countries. My podcast reaches 128 countries. You can do that too. So you're not just limited to a region, a state, a province, a country. You have the whole world. If you're still resisting this idea of narrowing, think about it this way. Life is all about making choices, choosing a specific path over another. If you want to go on vacation, but you can't decide where you're going and how you'll get there, because there's so many choices and you don't want to leave any out, chances are there will be no vacation for you anytime soon. You are stalled about a big outcome you really want, vacation, but you can't decide where to go. Indecision about your coaching audience and niche can keep you from having a successful coaching business also because you hesitate to be strategic, to put a stake in the ground and take that risk. Those things are powerful. Because when you do, all your energy gets behind it. So I challenge you, take the risk and stand out in the crowd, target a narrow audience for your coaching, and build a niche around the things they care about. Stay inspired and make things happen. Thanks for listening today. You are awesome, and it's time for your coaching audience to know that. If you're getting value from this podcast, please share it with other coaches. Your kindness will come back to you. Learn more about how I help coaches choose a smart niche and launch with confidence at prosperouscoachblog.com. Joel Bass wrote my theme music. Thanks, Joel.